We were excited this week to play host to Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. He was in the station here at Mater Dei Radio. You hear his show, Beacon of Truth, every weekday right here at Mater Dei Radio at 5 o'clock. Well, the reason for his visit? He had a special guest. Our own executive director, Rolando Moreno, was introduced to his national audience. And here's a portion of their discussion.
All right, my friends, it is now my great pleasure to introduce to you my good friend, Rolando Moreno, who is now the executive director of Mater Dei Radio, EWTN affiliate, right here in my town of Portland, Oregon, where I am broadcasting from their studios right now. And he was the executive director at the Chesterton Academy of Willamette Valley. So he brings expertise in faith formation and theological studies. He's just got a great background. He was an adjunct professor of theology at Mount Angel Seminary. And I know that because he had me come a guest lecturer in his class a couple of times. He's also worked for the director of catechesis and faith formation for the Archdiocese of Portland here in Oregon. And many other accomplishments as well as a master's degree in theological studies from the Pontifical John Paul II Institute for Studies of Marriage and Family in Washington, D.C., and a bachelor's degree from Franciscan University of Steubenville. So, Rolando, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, it's a great honor to have to be on your show and to have you here live in studio at Mater Dei Radio. It's just what an exciting time. Just getting started here, and great to have my good friend Deacon Harold here with us today, and being able to be on your show, Beacon of Truth.
Obviously, you have a tremendous background, right? But they're not familiar with you and your Catholic faith. So let's just get a little bit of a background on who is Rolando Moreno.
That's a great question. Well, in all humility, I would hope I can say that I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ, that I'm striving to be somebody who is truly following the Lord. That's my goal. That's what I'm hoping to do. So with all humility, I would say I'm a disciple. But no, I'm originally from Michigan, from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and my wife Angela is from Oregon, and we met at Franciscan University and at their study abroad program. And so how did I get to Oregon? Well, I married this wonderful woman who's from here, and here I am. And then I've been in ministry for 20 years. I came out here in 2005 and worked in parish catechesis and faith formation for almost 10 years in Catholic education. I was involved with starting a school called Chesterton Academy, as you mentioned, and then just then the last couple of years served as their executive director, and now I find myself doing evangelization through the radio, helping to continue the great work that our station has been involved in for 35 years. The Lord has brought me on a great sort of adventure my whole life. I had a real powerful transformational encounter with Jesus in 1995, right out of high school. Just changed my life, changed the course and trajectory of my life. And from there, I wanted to study theology. And then after a few years went by, it's like, I just want to study the Lord. And then from there, I want to serve in ministry. And so that's what He has blessed me with the years and the experience to do over the last 20 years. And so I'm just honored to be somebody who's trying to fight the good fight, especially here where we're located in the far west, as they say, and trying to be a light as well in those areas that the Lord has put me in.
Well, you know, it's interesting the parallels that both of us have, right? So you're from the Midwest, from Michigan. I'm from Jersey, right? So we're both not from Oregon. We both married women who are from Oregon and moved here because of marriage. So we got that in common. We both studied theology formally at the graduate level. And you, God willing, next month you'll be ordained a deacon.
I will. Yeah, that's another huge moment in my life. It's really the fruit of 20 years of ministry. I think, as you know, all those years you go by, you discern and you're praying. And it just came to my heart, a long time ago. I've been in formation for 3 years. And 3 years ago when I started the process, it seemed like the right time with my family, with my wife, getting her blessing, so to speak, to and her support to discern that formally. And yeah, the process has been tremendous. I feel that's really continued to boost my prayer life even more, and just kind of, especially just like the scriptures, and really soaking myself into the scripture even more, because of, you know, we're ministers of the word. And so, yeah, I'm preparing for diaconate ordination on October 25th for the Archdiocese of Portland in Oregon. And just, again, another great honor. And I come forward with all humility with that too, because it is really a entering into the servant mysteries of Christ and living out that vocation. I've been blessed to see a number of good deacons like yourself and another close friend of mine who've been examples. Deacon James Thurman,
He's been on the show too. Yeah, I love him, man. Great, yeah, great man of God.
You guys have just been witnesses to me, and you know, the Lord spoke to my heart, and I think, you know, so far so good. And you know, just about a month from now.
Wow, that is awesome. And you know, the importance of the wife in all of this, you know.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I wouldn't be in the process without her saying yes to it as well. And actually feeling the Lord's calling for me in that regard, praying and discerning as well. It took her, obviously, she's an important part of the process of discernment for those in the diaconate. And so so I was sort of surprised that she was ready for it when I brought it back up, you know, three and a half years ago. And it was, she really is the supportive all the way through. And I'm just very blessed to have her as my wife, and her support in this next phase of our ministry together, really, in a sense, right? Because she, she'll be there as my support. And also, we've been working together in the church for 20 years as well, right? So she's been a part of a lot of ministry that I've been a part of, and I'm just very blessed.
And now you're pursuing a doctorate, actually. And so what are your hopes with that program? What are you hoping to accomplish through that? Because it's a lot of work. I saw the requirements. It's extensive.
It is extensive. You know, I think it's sort of got bit by the further study bug, you know, in graduate school and master's theology, but it was kind of in school for quite some time and thought, well, let's get into some ministry and work. So, so I've always had a desire to go back to study deeper, into, theology. And so this, you know, I'm not even sure if it's the most opportune moment in time, but it seemed like it was. Then this new program at Franciscan University opened up, a Doctor of Ministry program, which works with people in the field who, you know, it's a three to five year program, you know, kind of works on around our schedule, in the sense of, you know, you're taking class in the fall and the spring, but it's, you know, you work at your own pace to a certain extent. And it just seemed like the right program, but I love the emphasis. It was specifically a Doctor of Ministry in Evangelization and Catechesis. And that was just like, that's a completion of for me personally, like some work that I've been, the work that I've been doing, and just an area that I've been blessed to be a part of, and the Lord has put me in that area of his vineyard. So I the program was just, it just really spoke to me. In fact, I found it because I was looking at courses for my son, who's a freshman there this semester, and found that program was going to open up, and applied, and lo and behold, and everything seems to be coming together at once.
It is 8:55 here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, from that interview, Brian, you realize that we now have an EDDD, an Executive Director Deacon Doctor, once he finishes that PhD. He's going to have a hard time fitting all of that onto his business card, I think, but we'll find a way. We are excited to welcome Rolando to the Mater Dei Radio family. Now, if you want to listen to all of that interview, Deacon Harold's podcast is available through EWTN. And of course, if you want to know more of the great programming that we have here at Mater Dei Radio, just check out our programming schedule. You'll find it at materdeiradio.com and also on the Hail Mary Media app.